from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Drake May at his best was a project. Everybody knew that. Bad feet, not refined, miss easy throws. Got some Herbert qualities. There's no question. I leaned on my NFL execs. What do you see? They said there's a little Herbert. Big, tall, good arm, pretty smart kid. But when you enter a defensive culture where they just hired another defensive coach, they have no playmakers, don't be shocked if Joe Milton wins this job or gets a lot of snaps this year.
Oh, baby. It was only a matter of time before NFL people discovered what college people have been seeing for 2 years now. And I'm not saying that as a positive. There's Colin Cowherd of FS1 talking about the Patriots quarterback competition slash just, you know, the quarterback position on the team in general. Joe Milton has a bazooka of an arm. He is 6'5". He's 230. He looks the prototypical NFL quarterback. That was true last year at Tennessee, in which then he was a massive disappointment, but still showcased at times the massive bazooka arm and the size. But that's about it. There is nothing there that is honestly going to have the Patriots go, you know what, Joe Milton, I think we should maybe start him over other people. You know, just no. Drake May is a project, yes.
And you have Jacoby Brissett, who is the perfect bridge quarterback for him.
And also, like, you're not looking to win games this year. You're not looking to do anything like that. It's just, it's a complete developmental year. But Milton has a cannon of an arm and is big. He looks exactly like what most NFL teams want. Drake May, though, on the opposite end, actually has some college success. Milton was in college for 6 years. He spent three of them at Michigan and three of them at Tennessee. And ultimately, the best season he had was last year, where he threw 20 touchdowns, a little over 2,000 yards, and his team, I think, went 8-4. They went 9-4 because they did win the Citrus Bowl over Iowa. And a game he did not play in, that was Nico Ilialava, who is going to be one of the better quarterbacks in college this year. 6'6", a little over 200 pounds, can run and has a cannon of an arm. He is going to be phenomenal to watch, the redshirt freshman out of Tennessee. The Patriots, I think, for me, and they're a team I'm not really thinking about much this year, mainly because I think they are going to just be completely developmental. The Bills aren't playing them until late in the year. It's two of their final three games of the year. They'll play Drake May. Unless he's hurt, they're going to play Drake May. That's just a fact. They need to know what they have in him. And they won't be good, so they'll be out of playoff contention at that point, and they can see what they've got in him. But Joe Milton getting quality reps over Drake May, unless May is Paxton Lynch, which another, you know, tall, strong quarterback who had okay success in college, but ultimately got drafted off his traits, then Milton is not getting any honest reps. He'll play in the preseason, of course, and that'll be fun for everybody because he'll probably throw one deep ball where everyone just goes, ooh, ah, and that'll be about it. But even I could be wrong on this 100%. Josh Allen was the big, strong-arm quarterback that, you know, all the big zing phrase was he can throw through the Buffalo wind, right? But it took a lot of work from him and the Bills themselves to refine his qualities into what he is. Mahomes was another guy that had to refine his qualities into what he eventually would become. But both of them were dealing with different circumstances than Joe Milton was dealing at Tennessee. Milton's Tennessee teams was an SEC squad, and not Vanderbilt. It was an SEC squad. It was good. Solid. They won 9 games last year, and he was an afterthought on that team. They were waiting for Nico Ilialava, not Milton, where Allen is taking a Wyoming team to 8 wins, a bowl win. That's a pretty good prospect. And then you have Patrick Mahomes wheeling and dealing at Texas Tech, where they win 7 games and borderline refuse to play offense. That's a far different cry from what you're getting with Milton. Milton was on an SEC program and was okay at best, even with all his physical traits. But it was only a matter of time before NFL people started talking about him like he's, you know, the next coming, that he's amazing, because it's always going to be the craze everyone gets from scouting, right? The ball pops off his hand. And it does. It absolutely does. I'm not going to dispute that. But man, I mean, like, what are we doing here? And I feel like, honestly, and this is a big part of this too, is a Drake May conversation, I think, as well. Drake May, I've never seen a quarterback get more disrespected for playing on a bad North Carolina team than anyone in my life. He is not Mitch Trubisky. That was starting to bother me towards the end of this draft process. Mitch Trubisky was from North Carolina. Like, I wouldn't draft him. Like, what are you talking about? On a bad North Carolina team. In 2022, he threw 4,300 yards passing, 38 touchdowns, 7 picks. He also ran for just under 700 yards and 7 touchdowns. This past year, where his North Carolina team was worse, and his leading receiver was Tez Watkins for half the season, because for the other half, he was ineligible to play. He threw for just over 3,600 yards passing, 24 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and he had just under 500 yards rushing and 9 touchdowns. I'm not saying he's perfect. And from what Coward was saying in there, like, he's right. He's a raw prospect. But that's someone you can build around, because that is insane what he was able to do at, again, not great North Carolina teams. And he himself is 6'5", 225 pounds. He's a freak of nature. I never understood the Drake May discourse for draft season. I thought the Patriots got away with a steal. He should have been in Washington. It should have been Caleb Williams 1, Drake May 2, then Jaden Daniels. Daniels I like a lot, but Daniels is another guy that was in college for a long, like a lot of the quarterbacks in this class, Bo Nix as well, was in college for a long time and still had real trouble sensing pressure, identifying pressure, not taking bad sacks. He still does it. Great athlete. Wonderful deep ball. He has the best deep ball in the class. It's not even up for debate. It is gorgeous. And yet, I thought it was two quarterbacks that were truly great, then Daniels, and then I would go McCarthy. Matthew Collar joined Shelton Bulldog earlier this week talking about him, and I wasn't surprised to hear that, number one, he's a coach's dream. That's not surprising by anybody. You know, he was perfect at Michigan, and that's how everyone heard about it, was that he is just everything a coach wants in a quarterback. He also is surprisingly athletic and also has a strong arm. There's a few of these teams in the NFL that I think are really setting themselves up for the long term here in terms of their success. Minnesota, I think, is doing a brilliant job. We'll see how good Sam Darnold actually is. I have no idea how that's going to go. But so far through camp, he's looked pretty good. And McCarthy has not looked lost. But it's going to take some time. He's going to have to, you know, establish himself. But he's 21 years old. Drake May is 20, 21. He's 20. He just turned 21. Or he's going to turn 22 at the end of this month. You know, Caleb Williams, same thing. Younger guy. These older quarterbacks, though, I do not understand the fascination. Denver is another one that I think they are just lost in the desert. Bo Nix, Zach Wilson, Jared Stidham. From every report on camp, I see that they all look fine. No one's really taking the job, but they're not all disasters. And Bo Nix, 61 college starts. I'm sorry, that's a red flag to me. I've said it multiple times. You should not be in college that much as a Division I quarterback. You shouldn't. The NFL should have come calling well before that, and you should have left. Instead, he was at Auburn for a number of years where he was not a passer by any means. And then when he got to Oregon, he ran what can be argued as a gimmicky offense, and he ran it well. I think Dan Lanning is building an exceptional program in Oregon, but ultimately, he doesn't throw the ball deep. He doesn't push it down the field. I think there's just a lot of teams desperate to get a quarterback because it's the only thing that matters. I've said it with the Bills, too. I think they can make a lot of mistakes, but if they didn't have the quarterback, those mistakes would be far more glaring. Where instead now, Keon Coleman, he doesn't separate as much as you'd want him to. It's fine. Josh Allen fits it in tight windows. You're seeing it every day at camp. Every day the Bills post some sort of highlight from Allen to Keon that just leaves you awestruck. I mean, that's what they do. It's fantastic. And it quarterbacks cover up every problem a team has. And if anything, they fix problems that they could have before they become problems. And I think a lot of teams are desperate to fix theirs and just floundering at it. We just talked to Chris Mack of BetQL on Pittsburgh, and he mentioned it with Kenny Pickett. There were people, you know, that wanted him mainly because of the college he went to. He went to Pitt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I was somebody that, you know, when he was coming out and all the Pittsburgh chatter, because every Pittsburgh pick in the first round gets leaked 3 months beforehand, every single one, I said it's the Rooneys wanting to make up for Dan Marino. That's exactly what this is. Finally, another good pick quarterback, but he's not an NFL quarterback, but they want to make up for Dan Marino. And it was a disaster from the word go. He was never a quality starter. He might be a quality backup. I'm still uncertain about that. Just a lot of teams, I think it's so desperate to get the quarterback position right. But if you get it wrong, it's a disaster. And it's very hard to get up. One team, though, that I am absolutely going to watch more of is Dave Canales with the Carolina Panthers, with namely Bryce Young. Because, as I mentioned earlier in this hour, the kind of redefining moments for Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield all came with Dave Canales as their QB coach or offense coordinator. And he is now, I think, more than most people that earn this rep as a QB whisperer, I think he's earned it. And he's earned it correctly, because he's actually revitalized two careers that most people thought were dead, if ever risen before. Geno Smith was just a guy. We all remember his West Virginia highlights, and that was about it. Other than that, it was, he got taken in the second round. You know, E.J. Manuel got drafted above him. You know, he was never really a first-round quarterback, you know, good on the Bills. And eventually, then he gets to Seattle, and he's awesome. And there were flashes, of course, but he gets to Seattle, and he's fantastic. To the point where, I mean, it was arguable in the beginning part of that season, he was putting up like MVP-type numbers. I remember sitting down with my then-girlfriend watching the first Denver Broncos game with Russell Wilson, and they're playing Seattle, and we left that game. And I don't think Geno played out of his mind, but, I mean, Denver was more the story. But I was sitting there going like, huh. Maybe they're going to be all right. And they ultimately did end up being all right. I mean, they lose to San Francisco in the playoffs that year, but that's not too surprising. I mean, San Francisco was better. And then Baker. Baker genuinely needed a revival of his career. I think Cleveland really, really screwed him over, honestly. He played through an injury, which a lot of quarterbacks will want to do, a lot of players will want to do. And instead of sitting him down, instead of being, you know, the adults in the room to kind of sit down the guy, no, dude, you're hurt, they let him play through it, and then they punished him for it. He then, you know, tries to revitalize his career in Carolina. They're a disaster at the time, still kind of are. You know, that's a train wreck. Goes to L.A. on like 3 days' notice, starts a primetime game, plays well, and then gets to Tampa Bay. And you saw it. I mean, he gets paid this offseason, 4,000-yard passer, 28 touchdowns. Just a wonderful revitalization. I'm excited to see who are going to be these next young quarterbacks up and coming. I think a lot of them are in the NFC now as well, which thankfully, because the AFC just had too many. And I do think a team like Chicago is setting up Caleb Williams really well. And I also do think Minnesota is setting up J.J. McCarthy very, very well, especially with Sam Darnold starting there. And they also have a very nice complement of weapons for McCarthy or Darnold to throw to. But we're going to take a quick time out here. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to join the show. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show, and we'll get you ready for Bills practice coming up tomorrow. It'll be 11:45 start time, not the normal 9:45. Our own Sal Capaccio will be there at St. John Fisher as well, giving you the updates throughout the day, but that's coming up tomorrow. But we're going to take a quick time out. We'll be right back. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.